From the News Talk STL studios in St. Louis, it's the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. On tonight's episode, we take a look at the sad state of education with Carrie Bartholomew and Professor Jim. Also, Kirby Newberry, the king of coffee from DiscountCoffee.com, and the Right Mind studio band, Mitch Murphy and the Murphy Tones. Now, putting the fun in your dysfunctional world, here's your host, Todd Showalter.
Hey, Joey, how are you doing?
Oh, great to see you, my friend.
No bad. It's great to see you. You know, you see that I'm flustered, though, because, you know, I before I came in here, I had all of my notes. Okay?
You're the most prepared man in radio, usually.
I've got a binder. I've got a binder. And I've got this thing my wife got me. It looks like a man purse, but she says it's not, but it's like a case. But
man sack.
Man sack. Yeah, I think there's a gender now or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I lost my notes and I printed them out and I don't know where they are. I have the notes to several weeks ago. I guess we could do last week's or those weeks. But anyway, I'm just going to wing it here. So anyway,
I like to do is I just leave the door open to the studio. It's too soundproof. I leave it open,
right,
and then we just repeat whatever Vic says during the day or Dan Bongino or whatever. Anyone on this who's playing at this exact moment will just take their
great
thoughts. Yeah.
It's kind of like recycling things. And that's good for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We will recycle other people's shows.
We only use the best plastic bottles for our water in this studio.
Right. We do, as a matter of fact. Do you ever throw the wrong bottle in the wrong hole? You know, some of these dumpsters or whatever they want, they call them, they have like the holes and like one is for recycling and one is for not recycling. But what do blind people do? Do they have that in Braille?
I'm always paranoid and suspicious about those, that the hole goes to the same place. So I always lift up the lid to see to make sure that their holes are going in different places.
No,
and sometimes they aren't.
They don't. I actually spoke to a trash person one time.
Mm-hmm.
They call it they don't call themselves trash people. They call them like refuge disposal. They're very different.
Trash man is offensive. I know that.
No, well, Trash Man, I think, was a band back in the 70s. But anyway, he told me that, it just all goes in the same place. And I don't know if he was joking with me or not. I don't think he wanted to talk with me. I don't think they're used to being, approached and actually asked questions. But when I did, I said, "Excuse me, my good man." I said it like that, too, because, I was respectable. And I said, "Do these trash things, does the recycling and the trash, do you really go through and sort the—" No, we don't do any of that. And you're not supposed to be talking to me about that." And then he hauled off and he left. Hauled off, get it?
Mm-hmm. I think that's called wish cycling, where you put the things in the different color dumpster and you wish that it would not exist and be gone and not clog up the landfills. But
right.
It always does.
Right.
They bring a different colored truck on Thursday than they did Monday, but I've been told, too, it all goes to the same place.
Oh, and then they show those six-pack, what do they call those plastic things that hold the cans?
The pelican rings, yeah.
A pelican ring, right. And then they show them on birds and things like that, and the birds can't open their beak and do things, and you feel guilty about that. But you and I feel bad about why, instead of taking a picture, did the guy just not take the dang thing off at the pelican?
This is where Bud Light really started to make people mad, when they got the birds drunk, and then they were trying to get their beers, and they got caught in the dang pelican rings.
They got the birds drunk?
Yeah, that's why they have it around their neck. They were trying to go in for a shot of whiskey or some beer or whatever Bud Light sells. I forget.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then their head got caught in the little plastic ring.
Unbelievable. And now they have grown men dressed as women in bubble baths. Something is not right over there. I don't know what's going on.
They put St. Louis's name at the bottom of all these ads, too, and I'm almost embarrassed to stay here.
They do? Put the name?
Every Budweiser, every affiliate of Budweiser, it always says St. Louis, Missouri at the bottom. And I'm like, that's not our best look, not our best foot forward.
Well, it is if you're a grown man that wants to dress as a woman and take a bubble bath, I guess, but not for or the Pelicans. Wow. Hey, you know what? I want to talk about something because, what was it? Wednesday, they had that emergency alert test. We're not allowed to play the beep here because people will think it's real. But did you take part in that? Or did you notice that?
It's a huge deal in radio that the EAS, the Emergency Alert System test, is known about, and that you do not have your phone on in the studio if you're live in the air. Because if that tone goes down the line, it could mess up the stuff in the tower site.
Really?
So, yeah, the engineers always yell at you, keep your phone off at 1:20 tomorrow or whatever.
Okay.
So I was very aware of it and did not get in any trouble.
So
I think the phones
it.
Went off earlier than the actual radio stations. The phones went off like 2 minutes earlier.
They did. Mine went off at 1:18. And it worked. I mean, it went off just like a regular one. You know, and I've got I posted this on Facebook, and I think you saw it. I think the whole thing was just like a test for all of us for when Joe really, really screws up.
Like if there's a silver alert advisory and he falls down the stairs and we all need to rush to the plane and pick him up?
Exactly. Something like that. I mean, who are they trying to warn? I mean, it was kind of just suspicious to me that they're trying to get us on board for something. They've never done that before, have they?
I can't remember if it's been every single thing at the same time because it was TV and radio and phones. It was just a test of if the S hits the F type of thing.
Exactly. It was like, you know, don't worry, but this is just a test in case Joe really does something stupid. And not that he's going to, but we just want you to be kind of prepared.
We've got the two buttons next to him, the nuke button and the test the EAS button, and we just made sure he hit the right one.
He's not in charge of that, is he?
I think someone's is, who's got a handcuff and a briefcase on their arm.
Okay. Well, I guess that'll get the whole story about his dog out of the news. I mean, you hear his poor dog. His dog is biting everyone again.
12th bite and just got evicted from the White House.
He got evicted?
They got the dog out of there.
Maybe Joe will start biting people and they'll evict him.
Our favorite question asker in the press room, Mr. Ducey. He's got a funny name.
He's the only one that'll ask real questions.
Mr. Ducey makes me laugh every time.
He's like Mr. Duty.
So he dropped a doozy, a big doozy, and he said, "Don't people get sued when dogs bite people?" And then Corinne said, "I'd have you talk to the Secret Service." Like they have the reason to talk to me at any point. Why would the Secret Service answer questions?
Exactly.
She always responds with that. I recommend you sneak up on the Secret Service and tap them on the shoulder and say, "Hey, stick them up. I got a question for you."
No, exactly.
You'll get tackled. But yeah. She said, "I don't know why the dog bites people," and now he's evicted. He's got no home.
She's a great press secretary. She just defers to other things. And why are they called the Secret Service? You see him standing right there. It's not a big secret, is it?
I think that they need to stop wearing the big sunglasses and talking into their wrist. It's very weird looking. I notice them every time.
Right, right. If I was trying to be secretive, I wouldn't wear sunglasses indoors and talk to my arm. I mean, that's it just jumps out at you. You know, that's not a secret at all.
They should do a multiplicity where they all dress up as Joe Biden and they run circles around him and you don't know which one to tackle if you are a terrorist.
It could be multiple Joes. Huh. You know what? I'm supposed to do a shout out. Her name is Becky or Betty or something like that. It starts with a B, and my son said she's in his office at Keller Williams. That's a plug if they want to be a sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she said that she listens to the show, and I apologize if it's Betty or Becky. I know it's one of the two, but hi, and we really appreciate you being our only listener. So thank you.
Maybe we need to get her a shirt.
Well, we should have her on the show.
Only listener would be a funny shirt.
We could. We could do that. We could have our Right Mind logo, and we could be like sole listener.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's two people, I think.
We could get it with a 70s logo, too, so it kind of looks like soul. But
S-O-L-E, soul listener. Yeah. On the line now is a friend of mine, somebody I've had on the show earlier, Carrie Bartholomew, who's going to talk a little bit about CRT and what it's doing to our kids. How's it going, Carrie? Things well with you?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go in and teach Marxism or anti-Marxism to teenagers.
That sounds exciting. Well, so is this like a regular program that you're doing are you trying to re-doctrinate the people that are being indoctrinated, as they say, or did I get that backwards? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Sure. I am doing Socratic seminars for a homeschool co-op. So I go in and I talk to the kids about liberty and I let them come to their own conclusions, but I bring the facts. It's really interesting to watch some of the things on YouTube, like the History Channel, present Marx as this wonderful, glorious guy whose plans just didn't work out right.
Right. That seems go ahead.
Soul.
Yeah. And a lot of people, so socialism's never worked, has it?
No.
And then yet they're trying to shove this down our kids' throats. One of the things I run into, and tell me if you've what your thoughts are, I get a lot of people that say, "Oh, come on, this isn't really going on. I mean, you know, this is a bunch of fluff, and you know, people are just making this up, and it's blown out of proportion. I mean, they're not doing this to our kids in our school." But you've dealt with it firsthand. Tell us that it's the real deal, isn't it?
Yes. So what's happening right now is ethnic studies is coming in. California model policy, and most people will say, "Oh, well, that's California. They're insane." Remember the term model policy. This is a policy being made to bring into every state. Utah's comes in 2024. There's other states that are doing the same thing. Utah, very red state in which I live, is bringing this in next year. Now, most people will think ethnic studies, and they think that means kimonos, that means sombreros, and it means culture of the month. But quite literally, you can watch it on YouTube. You can watch the founder, Christine Slater, talk about the goals for ethnic studies. And ethnic studies is to teach children their level of oppression and to teach them how to dismantle the systems of capitalism that keep them down. That's the goal of ethnic studies. And that's their own words.
And you're seeing this firsthand. And one thing I'd like to point out, if I may, this isn't any type of racist or racial thing, because you're an African-American woman in Utah.
Yes.
And so, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, you're bringing it. I mean, I hate to say objectively, because everybody should be objective.
Right.
But you're seeing it firsthand, and you're going in there trying to, you know, do what you can to help put an end to it. What has been your opposition that you've received personally because of this? Any?
Well, it's really funny. I perform Harriet Tubman throughout Utah. And that's actually how I landed into this job. So I perform Harriet Tubman. Meanwhile, people say that I specifically do not want Black history taught. I do want history taught. What I don't want is liberation theology taught under the name of history. And liberation theology is to teach kids that they are victims, that again, they must dismantle a system. I want stories of excellence taught. We have a 16.16% proficiency rate for reading for African Americans in Utah. So then you have to get into the word equity, and the word equity means equal outcomes for all. And then there's Ibram X. Kendi, who taught that if there's any disparities at all, it's racism. So do we want all of our children to be at a 16% proficiency rate? Because that is what I get, is when I go up and I speak against that, and that I believe that every single child of every color, every gender, every creed should be brought up to excellence instead of the bar lowered. I get hate and accusations, and people tell me that my anti-Blackness is showing, when the truth is that I want the very best for, I hate the words my people, but for all people, especially for all children.
Yeah, and I agree. And I'm just going to be blunt, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that's really their objective. I think, from what I've seen, and it's just my opinion, that they're using the African American community as their tool to divide us. And I think it's horrible. I think I've seen it firsthand, and I've had other guests that have pointed certain things out. But I think division is the big goal here, because when you can divide, we spoke about this earlier. When you can divide, you can control. Okay, and they want us divided, and you don't fight racism with racism. I think the end goal here is to have so much control, because I don't think that they're doing any benefit to the African American community by pointing these things out that are just dividing us even further and further.
Yes. No, African Americans have been the guinea pigs since definitely since the 1960s, but you could go as soon as they started bringing, disrupting the family. Mm-hmm. And so what it seems to me is that they've realized, we've successfully created a culture of people who make demands, and you give them what they want every, election season, a little bit of what they want, not everything. You scream for reparations, and then in the end you say, yeah, we're not going to give you reparations. That's silly. But what they've done is they've taken what's worked with the African-American community, and now they're bringing that onto the rainbow community or the queer community. And really what it is, really what it is creating a new cultural guard, like Mao's Red Guard. We're creating that with our children. They're currently giving kids who are part of like rainbow affiliate groups, they are giving them apps and telling them go outside and protest, refuse to come back into school until these objectives are met. And these objectives are all left-wing objectives. And when you follow where this comes from, it's from a group called Queer Youth Assemble. When you follow where it comes from, it's right out of Washington, D.C. So basically, they took all of the tools that they taught these African Americans to stop believing in themselves, to start believing that they needed to be affirmed and that they need to be given all of these things. And now they're teaching all of our kids, you are an oppressor group, especially if you're white, you're an oppressor group, but you can get out of it if you become an ally. And this is just Marxism. It really is.
Yeah. Well, okay. And so as far as and you see it becoming more and more widespread and the fear, I kind of see this now. One of the big things with because you do the African American community seems to be pushing back. I mean, you have some of them becoming Trump supporters. You have people becoming, you know, more conservative. And it seems like this whole thing with the border, they have like all these, you know, Hispanic people that are flooding in. And it seems to me that they're saying, well, we may be slipping a little bit here with the African American community, the trans and all that. That we've done our work with that.
Let's very replacement theories, right? Very replacement theories that they have said that white people are anti, they are now facing. But it's not just, I don't want to say that it's just Latino people that are coming in, because we also have Haitians coming in. Mm-hmm. But the difference is that when people used to come in and become American citizens, they actually had training. They learned why to value this country. And some of those people are the strongest people who are standing up, the most courageous people, people who are immigrants from Asia and Africa, especially Eritrea. But what we're getting now are a bunch of people who have no allegiance.
And they can easily and be indoctrinated.
They can easily be indoctrinated. They're likely given the same cell phones that these high schoolers are given that tell them what they should do in their own language and, you know, do this, collect this. Likely. I'm not saying that's for sure because I don't know any people in that situation right now, but I just see what I'm seeing in the high school. It would make a lot of sense. And they're all these people who are coming in, you know, babies are getting dropped off on the border. And many of these are fighting age men.
Yeah, and so, what really gets me, and I just don't understand again, when are people going to wake up? They don't have your interest at hand, or their interest at hand. They don't care about these minorities. They don't care about these groups. All they want is to be able to control you. And I think, what is it going to take for people to say, oh, wait a minute, we're being used here?
Right. So we have 6 years until the UN Sustainable Goals. And the goal is to make as many people global citizens, willing global citizens as possible. Those who can't, they better stand now, because our time is really, it's really running out. We're finding out that, you know, the FBI is looking at people who support Donald Trump or quote unquote MAGA. And they're, these people who just have traditional values, we're not supposed to have them anymore. So it's really hard because there are so many misrepresentations. If you look on YouTube and you type in ethnic studies, you will get like Teach for America, and they'll teach a half truth. They'll say we need more representation. Okay. But what every one of them leaves out is that liberation clause, which Christine Slater openly says it's a double helix of teaching kids that they're oppressed and teaching them how to dismantle the systems of oppression, especially capitalism.
And what age do they start this at? They start, I mean, as young as what? Kindergarten? Same. What's that?
Kindergarten. This is K-12. Ethnic studies is K-12. And it starts with things like a privilege wheel, where you find out that the most oppressive group is the white patriarchal American citizen with colonial roots who happens to be Christian, is the most oppressive of all groups. And that is on a wheel for kids to look at. And then they circle, where am I on this level of privilege?
And again, I mean, people say, no, this isn't happening. Or they stick their head in the sand. They say, nah, it's not. This is far. We had another guest earlier on that was with a group here. It's called No Left Turn. And it was basically the individual that was on the show showed me books. That I could not believe. So, I mean, people have got to realize this is a real thing. This is not fiction. They are doing this to our children. And now you're going in there as a patriot and as an educator to help put an end to it. Now, I mean, do you hope to expand your organization? I mean, hopefully this turns into something larger and there's something we can all do to help you.
I'll tell you, the biggest thing that I'm doing right now is I've grabbed the California model policy off of Line, and I'm going through it page by page on YouTube. You can only see it if you're subscribed because it's I do it on lives and they don't allow you to show the lives. I don't know why, but whatever. So what I do is go down page by page with a group of parents and educators and former educators. And we explain why this is problematic. We explain in the most layman terms as we can what's going on here. And this thing is 796 pages. So we go through like four pages a couple of times a week. Because I believe that knowledge is power. When I talk to my little 15-year-old kids in this class that I'm going into, they'll say, wow, this is really heavy to learn. You know, it's heavy to learn that kids in China, and I'm not joking, ate their teacher during the communist revolution.
Ate? Like cooked and ate?
Ate their teacher. No, like cannibalism.
Wow.
Ate their teacher, like laid them on a table and ate their teacher. But you have to ask the kids, what would make a person do that? And at first it'd be like, nothing would. And I said, okay, well, what if they took your sibling? What if they put you? What if it was you eat or you, you know? And this is where our people are. We are living in a place of, it's like extreme domestic violence. And we've lived there for 3 years where we're told to swallow all of these lies. And if you don't swallow these lies, then you're going to be the target. So people have to screw their courage to the sticking place. And they need to find their courage to stand up, because this is the world we're handing over to for our kids if we don't stop now.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen it. I've seen it. And you're right. It is time for people to wake up, because, if you don't, it's going to be too late. Now, you have a podcast. Yes. You're also, as you said, you're on your way to class because you're – and I consider you a patriot, Gary, because you stand up. You do – I mean, you're defending what all true Americans are. I mean, we're fighting against this, and it is corruption. It is the enemy, and we have got to stop it as Americans, and whether – you know, we can't be bullied anymore. I mean, we have got to do our part as patriots, as you are, to put an end to this. Now, how can people, you've got a podcast. What's the name of your podcast?
It's Be Not Afraid with Carib Marcel, which is my actual name. So, and that's on YouTube. I have a very small Twitter, but I, share what I know. And then there's other people like the Radical Center that are doing really, really good work to expose things and bring the facts. So, and then the other thing I just want to tell people is surround yourself with young people and you will be reminded of why you're doing this. We are in a massive crisis, and don't fall for the mental health crisis that, because another huge part of what's going on is that our institutions have been taken over, including mental health. So mental health people are being taught to be the change makers, which is to bring about the revolution. And again, there's so much proof. I recommend looking at the Radical Center, but there's so much proof to this. So just like commit to telling children the truth at an age-appropriate way as often as possible, and I think we've got some hope.
I would hope so. And I think you've got to be prepared to be, the pushback you're going to get, because you're going to be called names. You're going to be called, oh, you're a racist, you're a white supremacist, you're this, you're that. And you're not. You're a patriotic American trying to save our culture and our country. And I'm very – it's great. I mean, seriously, I'm proud of you. I'm so glad to have you as a friend and on the show because, you know, by God, we need a lot more people like you. And I'm glad that you're doing your part to help put an end to this junk.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me just share this stuff. And anybody who thinks it's insane, again, I know it's really hard. 3 years ago, I would have been like, what are you even talking about? But the evidence, they tell you exactly what they're doing. They tell you exactly who they are. And especially when they start saying, you know, like when Hillary Clinton starts talking, if she's talking, she's projecting. Just know that. Like she's projecting and she's telling you exactly what they're doing by accusing us of doing it.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, just hang on to the truth. That's all.
Well, I'm glad that you're fighting the good fight. I'd love to have you back on, and we can talk some more. I know that you're heading into class right now. You're in Utah, correct?
Yes.
And you're going to help do your part to fight this battle that we all should be fighting, and rather than sticking our heads in the sand saying it doesn't really exist, because people, it does exist, and we've got to help put an end to it. Carrie, I want to thank you very much, and I hope you'll join us again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks. It was my pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks. Take care, Carrie. It's Carrie Bartholomew. You know, I've had her on the show earlier, Joey, and, you know, all, trivial and happiness aside, I mean, the stuff that she has, I mean, she has proof. I mean, you have people out there that just say, no, it doesn't exist. This is overblown. This is just extreme stuff that doesn't really happen. Unfortunately, it's really going on, and she has proof of it. Well, on a happier note, when we come back, I've got word, Joey, that you're not going to believe this, but Admiral Andy is skipping school again. And I tell you, we are paying all this money for him to go to school to be socially indoctrinated, like Harry just spoke about, and he's skipping it, which is maybe a good thing, but also we got Professor Jim coming in, and he's a liberal professor, so I think that could get heated between these two later on. It's going to be fun. This is an exciting show, and it's going to get funnier. Right, Mitch? Oh, Mitch is back there juggling balloon animals. We'll be right back. I'm Todd Showalter along with my buddy Joey V, and we don't know where Admiral Andy is, but he should be here shortly on The Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, liberal Professor Jim from California talks about how much fun he has indoctrinating his students. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man so entertaining they have an entire TV station dedicated to him. Here he is, Mr. TBS himself, Todd Barbara Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter along with my buddy Joey V on The Right Mind Show. And I got to tell you what happened. I mean, was it raining at your place last night, Joey?
It was a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it was raining. You know, here's the thing. I'm laying in bed. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm trying to doze off, the last thing I want is like the drip of water upon my forehead, or sometimes it was actually on my cheek. Have you ever experienced that when you were laying in bed?
I'm such a heavy sleeper, but I have had dreams of being dripped upon. So maybe it was happening and subconsciously I was dreaming about it.
I don't know, but I do know. I've got to get it checked out. You know who I'm going to call to get it checked out?
Who are you going to call?
I'm going to call my buddy Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers because at the Bernstein Remodelers, not only do they do home improvements and repairs and things like that, but in emergencies like this, when I got to see why in the heck are there drips falling on my ceiling, that normally don't happen, and I'm afraid of heights, I can't go up there and check it myself, I'm going to call Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers. And if you have something that you around the house that you need replaced or built upon or fixed, whether it's electric or plumbing, well, we say we don't like to mix those two together, though, do we, Joey?
Mm-mm, keep them far apart.
That's right. That's right. Or if you need something added on to your house or my favorite, what's it going to be? Have a wall relocated. Mm-hmm. They do that, too, at the Bernstein Remodelers. Rick, as I mentioned, is now – I've known him over 20 years because we started – I said I've known him 20 years, and now it's beyond that. He works all over St. Louis, so if you can hear this and it's not on the podcast and you're in France, he'll come help you out if you have something to work around the house on or fixed or improved upon. As I mentioned, he does electrical, plumbing, all kinds of other good stuff like that, and his staff – is personally trained, and not only on how to be expert craftsmen, but on how to be polite to the customer, which I like. I like good customer service, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think polite is good. So I urge you to give him a call today if you have anything you need done around the house or something improved upon. Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers. Reach him today at 314-324-3024. That's 314-324-3024. And now, speaking of water and sloshing around.
I got a problem.
Oh, what
I,
now?
I don't know if Bernstein can help me with this.
What is it?
I have a lumpy mattress.
A lumpy mattress?
And I tried to take care of it myself.
What did you do?
It's a waterbed.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So I thought, let's stiffen it up. I put a little bit of concrete mix in the waterbed.
Yeah?
It's a little too stiff.
No.
I can't get it out my room now. It's too heavy, and I don't think I have a wall that can move. I may need him to relocate a wall so I can get the freaking concrete slab.
I know for a fact that Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers, they have jackhammers, okay?
This could work.
They have a special division for people that have put concrete mix in their waterbeds and have done what you've done. And they come out there, okay?
I hope they're polite because I don't want to be made to feel like an idiot.
They say, Joey, my stupid man.
Yes.
I brought my jackhammer from the Bernstein Remodelers. I hear that you need us to chisel you out of your house. And that's what they say. And they mean it. They do it with a smile on their face. So as they're smiling and, you know, behind their back, going, gosh, Joey's kind
of stupid. Sending text to Jerry Springer so I can be on the next episode of My 700-Pound Life.
They do that. Mm-hmm. They do that. They'll do that for you. And so they'll chip you out. And I promise you, they won't tell anybody except for me that you put concrete mix.
That makes me feel better. Yeah. I won't be too scared to call Rick Bernstein at the Bernstein Remodelers.
No, he's a good guy. I mean, you can trust him. Well, guess what? We've got my buddy Jim. He's Professor Jim in California.
Have we checked his credentials? He just says he's Professor Jim. How do you know?
Well, I'm not really sure, but, you know, let's try to get him on the phone right now.
He sent us a syllabus.
We're going to talk about that because he's an educator, okay? And
Hey,
I believe he's right. Folks, on the line right now with us on the Right Mind Show, along with Joey V, we've got Professor Jim out in California. How are you, Professor Jim? How have you been?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. You know, another day poisoning the minds of your sons and daughters.
And that's what we can count on. You know, we've got a special treat for you because I want to point out, and I showed it to Joey here, you're a professional. Okay, you're a professional because before you came
Thank you
on.
Very much.
Yeah, before you came on the show, typically people come in here, we drag them off the street. You want to be on the, I don't want to talk. It's like, no. But you, not only do you say, I'm going to be on the show, but in advance, you sent us like a syllabus. You sent us a breakdown of the things we should talk about. I felt like I was back in school, Professor Jim. We're not used to this. I think I told you we typically did the notes for the entire show on the back of a candy wrapper. And you came in here and you're so professionally prepared. I just want to thank you for that because we know that we're dealing with somebody that really knows what they're doing.
Well, when your life is all about telling people what to do and crushing dreams, you know, you get good at it.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, I can really tell. Now, what has been the challenge that you've been facing lately out there, Professor Jim, indoctrinating our youth?
Well, believe it or not, we have a homeless issue on the Central Coast of California.
Okay.
Central Coast.
I know that's
Central in the very middle.
So you don't teach geography. Okay, because it's a coast that's in the central part of the state.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. When I go to watch the whales playing in Monterey Bay, I don't want to have to step over a homeless person.
Of course not. You know, because that would be callous. Yeah, you say, get out of my way, you bum. I need to see Orca. Is that what you say?
Something yeah. Like you know, I have no problem with them living in your community. But,
of course not.
But you know, I'm a rich white man. I deserve.
Your white
you know,
privilege.
Some white privilege.
Exactly. And you do that because you've said before that, you know, even though that you teach liberal indoctrination, deep down, you're a white privileged capitalist.
Well, I do. You know, the white privilege comes along with a little bit of white guilt. And I'm big on that.
Really? What are you guilty about?
I just expect my community to be pristine.
Right.
I don't care about yours.
The mayor just kicked everyone out of City Hall today. The homeless people were sleeping on the yard of City Hall.
Where?
Just right out in the front, there was like 50 different tents sitting on City Hall in St. Louis.
Oh, you're talking about St. Louis?
Yeah, St. Louis.
Oh, well, it's just hell gone wild over
here. No, that's fine. Fine. Yeah. Let him stay in St. Louis. I've got no problem with that.
Well,
I just don't want them in beautiful Monterey.
Well, and that's understandable because they block your view.
Our beaches here are pretty good, too.
Yes.
Right. Well, you're a humanitarian because they teach you that in liberal indoctrination school. Now, we got a special treat here that I did not know this was going to happen, Professor Jim, but I don't know if you're familiar with Admiral Andy. Now, Admiral Andy, he is a retired naval officer, okay, who's now on the GI Bill, gone back to school where he's learning in college to be a Marxist socialist. Now, I thought there would be nobody better to speak with somebody to Admiral Andy than a true life liberal indoctrination professor such as yourself. Say hi to Professor Jim, Andy.
Power to the people.
He's being indoctrinated, okay? He would normally say hello, first of all. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Andy has some questions because he wants to know. Sometimes I'll get calls in the middle of the night from Admiral Andy from the porthole, and he'll say, "Why are they doing this to me, Todd?" And I say, "I don't know." I go back and read your communist book? Is it Mein Kampf? That was the terrible Hitler thing. That's terrible. Anyway, but I say, just go back to your reading because we paid for it as American taxpayers. And he cries some more. And I said, "Today we're going to put you in touch with Professor Jim." And Andy has some questions for you.
Wonderful.
Wow.
This is my job.
Way to shotgun me like that.
Well, that's okay.
Completely unprepared.
He's totally – because he is a student. He's a student, and most students, as we know, Professor Jim, are unprepared, especially when they've been indoctrinated to become Marxist socialist. Okay? So we'll ask you something like, what's your favorite color, Andy? And you say red. Okay? Now, we're going to move on with something more difficult. Okay? Like something like, will I be standing in line for a potato 2 years from now if things go the same way? Ask him that. Actually, I just did. Professor Jim, do you have a question for Admiral Andy?
I do. So, Admiral, what are your hopes and dreams? What is a career that sounds amazing to you that you would need a college education to help prepare for?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll start off by saying what I'm going back to school for, and maybe that will kind of shed some light on it.
Here it comes.
I'm getting my master's in the human services industry with an emphasis on counseling and life coaching. And I spent 32 years in the military, so I'll be perfectly honest, I'm not going to work much ever again. However,
she'd make a perfect socialist.
Right.
He's perfect. Yeah. He's been indoctrinated, Professor Jim.
And you know what's funny is the military on a whole is a socialist microcosm, really.
Oh, did you learn that word?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
I had to look that up, actually, okay. But, you know.
Microcosm.
And on top of that, they do protect us, so let's give them that.
Yes.
They do, but I would tell you, I'm going to kind of shift gears a little bit and shift subjects just a tad.
Okay.
The military has become, and thank God I'm retired now, but it's become a giant social experiment by our politicians. And if we want true defense of our nation, we can't have, you know, all these social experiments going on. The prime example I'll give you is the whole transgender. We spend more money and time on these transgender individuals in the military, and that leads us basically, I'd just call it out, combat ineffective.
Okay. Well, this is Professor Jim's segment, though.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm sorry. Now, go back to your corner there with your service
all
dog.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
Goodbye.
Don't cry. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Professor Jim, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I remember a president who integrated the army.
Okay.
Against the advice of a lot of people who said that it was going to destroy cohesiveness and military readiness. And that guy was Harry Truman, who had the temerity to suggest that black people and white people should serve in the same units, because that wasn't always the case. It used to be a fully segregated army. So, as society goes through different ebbs and flows, you're going to see the army and the military pushing on these social issues, but they always have since the beginning of the country even before we were a country. So Admiral, don't get too worried that we're going to be destroyed. The U.S. military is still the strongest force on the planet, and it's going to be for the foreseeable future. You don't need to have any worries about that.
What do you think of the fact that Admiral Andy, they're making him have In the Navy by the Village People as his ringtone?
I don't think that's true.
What?
I think you're being silly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being silly?
Wouldn't that be awesome, though? Maybe we should put that in the curriculum.
We'll put that in there.
It's so hurtful and judgmental.
So, Andy, Admiral, you study hard. And in general, my goal is as a liberal college professor is I want to take your sons and daughters who dream of being engineers and doctors and lawyers, and I want to turn them into gender studies majors with a minor in ceramics. So, you know, it's a job.
I've got a great tent for you that you can put on the beach and watch your whales with.
Well, that's just right. Well, he's trying, Admiral Andy and Joey.
I'm not going to live in a tent.
Well, you said the homeless people. You want more neighbors, don't you?
I'm perfectly comfortable with the homeless being somewhere other than my community.
Well, Professor Jim, answer this if you would. Have you asked any of those homeless people if they were actually your former students? Do they ever look up and say, oh, it's you, Professor Jim. Everything you taught me, you're right, I'm indoctrinated. And you say, don't eat the sand. Is it something like that?
Yeah, I haven't thought of that.
That's a good point.
I
pose the deep questions. Yes, they kind of call me the Mike Wallace of something.
This is uncomfortable for me.
I ask the hard-hitting questions that America wants me to. Well, actually, we only have two people listening, don't we, Joey? We have Betty and Becky. Yeah, mm-hmm. Something like that. But anyway, for Betty and Becky out there.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
A lot of answers for the homeless problem seems to be tiny homes. They want to give them a home.
Yes.
But a lot of homeless people enjoy the transient life. They like to be able to move whenever they want. So I think we have to issue Iron Man suits to the homeless people.
I like that. Can protect them,
some sort of enema feeding tube that's
enema
in there.
Enema feeding tube.
Keep them safe. Some sort of toilet inside the Iron Man.
Toilet.
Yeah.
That's what we say in St. Louis. The tiny home thing they're doing. They're by doing these tiny homes for the homeless, aren't they putting aren't they making the midgets homeless?
Hey, I resemble that.
Am I allowed to say that?
No.
I think I'm going to get us kicked off the air. Well, Professor Jim, it's always been a pleasure. It is a pleasure. Not been. I mean, it will be after this is over. Then it would have been. That would be past tense, but I do English. I did not study English in college. I studied cement weaving or whatever it was. It's been wonderful having you on. And, again, you're always a welcome guest to, spew your knowledge and make us more credible here.
Thank you, Professor Jim. I appreciate the conversation.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too, my friend. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out what's going on in the kingdom. How's that sound?
I love talking to King Kirby. Usually he gives us candies and treats and all that stuff. Well, the only reason I like hanging out with anyone is food.
Well, it's going to be pretty exciting because we are visiting the kingdom, and we hope the king is happy today. When you come back to the Right Mind Show, I'm Todd Showalter along with Joey V and Admiral Andy. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, King Kirby from DiscountCoffee.com shares a tip on how to keep your house from getting egged this Halloween. Welcome back to the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on Newstalk STL, and now a man so naturally physically fit that the only roids he's ever been on are Polaroids, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter along with my buddy Joey V. The Admiral's over here with his swim flippers and goggles and snorkel, and Mitch Murphy is back there. I don't know what he's doing, but even more important, on the line right now we have, and you know what that music means, the king himself, Kirby Newberry, the king of coffee from DiscountCoffee.com. How you doing, King?
Good, Todd. It's getting a little chilly here. You know, we're only 24 days away from trick-or-treat Halloween.
Oh.
And at DiscountCoffee.com,
yeah,
we're celebrating the whole month with Choctober.
It's Choctober.
Chocolate Choctober.
I like it. Okay. Okay, so what are some of the big events that you have planned for Choctober?
Well, Choctober, we have tons of chocolate packets that you can put in those little trick-or-treater boxes when they come up.
There's Nestle and Swiss Miss.
Yes. Okay.
And we've got Land O'Lakes gourmet chocolates and all the flavors like raspberry, cinnamon. You know, Todd?
Yes.
Land O'Lakes, have you ever looked at the logo? Land O'Lakes used to have an Indian.
They took the Indian away and kept the land. That's the old joke. But go ahead.
But, you know, we have items like that. We have, things other than just sweet, unhealthy candy. Like we have snack bags of cookies for as low as a buck a bag for Sweet Serenity, caramel sea salt chocolate chip cookies. There's Act Two microwave popcorn, light butter for the healthy choices there. So there's all kinds of alternatives. And if you use the promotional code, get this, Todd.
Okay.
If you use the promotional code for Choctober. Which is the code is chocolate.
Chocolate. We have a new promotional code. Now, what happens if you put right minded? Do you get a big buzzer? Like, I'm sorry, you're done. You've got to put chocolate in now, right?
You put chocolate in and you get 10% off your order.
Okay.
But then, you know, Todd, right mind listeners are special. And Todd, you're special.
I feel special.
So if you put right mind in instead of 10%, you'll get 15% off your order.
So you're still going to win if you're – okay, I thought maybe that was over. Because I've got to share with you a sad – so if you put right mind in, you're still going to get the 15% promotion. Well, that's very nice of you, King Kirby. I got to tell you a sad story because last week you were a little sad. I got to tell you a sad story that happened with me. I think I mentioned to you we ran out – of our coffee, my Renoco coffee packages, and I got a hold of you. I said, I just ordered, but we ran out. And you know what King Kirby said to me, Joey? He said, Todd, if you wouldn't be so dang dense, we have a thing on our site where you can do auto-renew.
Auto-renew.
Auto-renew. And Andy's over here. He's been going to school. He said, well, I learned that in school. But from now on, I can put in auto-renew on my order, and I won't ever run out of my delicious coffee from DiscountCoffee.com. What do you think of that?
That's awesome. And you get to choose what frequency you want it. Do you want it every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, you know, once a month, that type of thing?
Yeah, every 30 seconds. Well, King Kirby, do you have any trivia for us, or do you have to go back to the stallions in the kingdom?
Well, trivia, do you know what the difference between Arabica coffee and Robusta coffee is?
Rabid?
Arabica.
Arabica. Oh, okay. I was confused. Yeah, the spelling?
Is it Arab?
That's
is it
good.
Stands for Arab? Arab? I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's pronounced Arabica, or some people pronounce it Arabica.
Uh-huh.
But whenever you hear 100% Arabica or, you know, coffee roasted with Arabica beans, coffee is actually grown 20 degrees north of the equator or 20 degrees south of the equator in places like Colombia and Brazil and so forth. But Arabica coffee is grown in a higher elevation, so it has to be hand-picked. And because of that, because your lower elevation coffee is Robusta beans, they're picked by machines, and machines will pick the berries, whether they're ripe, not ripe, and so forth. So that's what gives you that indigestion. If you ever get heartburn or indigestion from coffee,
which I love,
it's usually from the more bitter, Robusta beans. Arabica is more expensive, more costly, but it's a better cup of coffee. So choosing whatever brand, Folgers, Starbucks, Renoco coffee, look for Arabica if you want a really great, pleasant cup of coffee.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. Okay. But if you do get indigestion, you also have – do you have Tums on Discount Coffee? Because you did send me some cough drops along with my order, because you always drop in a special treat, which I really appreciate. So,
Well, there's a special company in Earth City called Green Guard, and Green Guard provides first aid tablets like pain and ache and that type of thing for first aid cabinets and offices and factories and so forth. And we in addition to coffee, because the boss may give you a headache, we even have headache relief and ibuprofen and that type of thing.
Wow, you've got it all. I tell you what, when you start selling Buicks, I won't even have to look for cars. Anyway, King Kirby,
you do know we sell Cadillacs, though, right?
You do sell Cadillacs, Cadillac coffee. I see what you did there. You went right into it, but you don't sell Prius coffee. I hope, because that would really put you on the bad boy list.
Nope. Ooh, I don't want to be on the bad boy list.
No, not you, because you're the king. This is King Kirby. Any final words before we send you back to the kingdom, King?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Chocolate 10% or Right Mind coupon code 15%.
Fantastic.
Your choice.
We really appreciate it. We can't wait to see you next week. And in the meantime, have a wonderful week out there in the kingdom. Okay, King Kirby?
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
You got it. That's King Kirby from DiscountCoffee.com. And by the way, along with all the stuff that he mentioned, they have cappuccinos, break room supplies. He did mention the snacks. But just go to DiscountCoffee.com. That's DiscountCoffee.com, and you're going to be happy you did.
Can I make a shameless plug?
It's time for Andy's shameless plug, which is actually a good plug, because in addition to being a author, which I am about to finish your book, which is very good, by the way, he also has a podcast.
Yes. So Nothing's Off the Table podcast. We are live every Friday night at 8 p.m. Central Time here in St. Louis, the best time zone. And we're on Facebook, YouTube, Kick, Twitch, Twitter. We would love to have you come in and participate in the show.
That's right. Well, you know what I do? I typically, and I don't drink, but I get like an empty Bud Light can. I put on a dress and I take a bubble bath, just like that Dylan guy, woman, and I listen to your show. And I got to tell you, it makes it so much more relaxing. Okay, everybody. Well, it's been a great show. Joey, you've been a pleasure. Admiral Andy, I want to thank you for being here along with Mitch. And we'll see you next week, maybe. And as I always say before we go, you've been listening to The Right Mind Show. If you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. To find out about all things Todd, go to studiotodd.com. We will see you next Saturday night at 5 p.m. right here on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL, and always streaming online at newstalkstl.com.